WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump says he spoke with Mexico's president yesterday. He's touting potential trade deals, but at the same time, he says that Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's termination cannot come soon enough. He's criticizing the Fed for not cutting interest rates. Powell said Wednesday,
"The level of tariff increases announced so far is significantly larger than anticipated, and the same is likely to be true of the economic effects, which will include higher inflation and slower growth."
The European Central Bank has announced an interest rate cut this morning. A federal judge is threatening contempt proceedings against the Trump administration for defying his order to return to deportation flights. Health experts are criticizing Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr.'s statement that environmental factors are the cause of autism. They say autism is mostly a genetic disorder and any environmental cause is not from a vaccine. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Winnebago County Executive Gordon Hintz's first day on the job was Tuesday, which was also his first county board meeting.
It's not an easy first day, but I want to thank County Executive Damel and Ethan Hollenberger for sitting down with me yesterday and going through a very professional transition and briefing me, giving advice, talking, getting me up to speed.
Hintz, a former member of the Wisconsin Assembly, defeated John Damel in the April election to become Winnebago County Exec. Tuesday, April 22nd, is Earth Day, and the Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance is teaming up with NFL Green to host the preseason pickup, an Earth Day cleanup along the Fox River Trail. Dan Beckwith, the communications specialist for the Alliance, says it's a great way for people to get involved with the draft away from Lambeau Field.
Even if you don't like football, even if you love football, if you love Green Bay, you love the Fox River, come on out, give us a hand and make Green Bay shine for the rest of the nation.
Visit FWWA.org to sign up to be part of the preseason pickup. Wrightstown School Board member and clerk Tony Decker announced his plans to resign from the school board at the end of this month. This comes amid drama over the recall election on April 22nd of Board President Angela Hansen-Winker. Decker is the clerk who certified the recall petition. Hansen-Winker filed a complaint against that certification with the Wisconsin Elections Commission, claiming the petition was riddled with fraud, undue influence, bribery, and threats. Decker has been on the board since 2024. The school board will choose his replacement from interested applicants. His replacement will serve until the spring 2026 election. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers tanked the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Sal Frelick hit his first home run of the season and talked about getting back-to-back victories to win the series after losing to Detroit Monday 9-1.
Super short memory in this locker room. Ton of guys, you know, were just showing up the next day. Long season, so I mean, wins and losses. You have a good win, next day you have a tough loss. Yeah, just keeping that short memory in the locker room.
Basketball, the Bucks head to Indy to play the Pacers Saturday. Game one of their best-of-7 playoffs series in Green Bay. The NFL draft now just 1 week away. Packers president Mark Murphy.
This is the second biggest event that the league has. It's exciting that we're able to have it here in Green Bay, and the economic impact, I think it's $94 million statewide. There'll be 250,000 people here over the 3 days. It'll be a 3-day commercial for Wisconsin and Green Bay, and it's just publicity that you really can't match.
That's the Packers' Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be breezy today, partly cloudy this morning, mostly cloudy with scattered showers this afternoon. Our high in the upper 50s, the wind out of the southeast gusting to between 20 and 30. Tonight, showers, thunder showers, could get a quarter to a half inch of rain. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
This week, we are talking with Emmy award-winning journalist and Green Bay gal Kelly Peterson and Lana Nyland, founder and CEO of Ukrainian Patriot.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number 3, Mino the Mayor here on Trucker Thursday. Homage to all of our truckers out there on the road. Well, I'll tell you what we're doing with a couple of people that probably deal with truckers now and then. Peter and Tracy Fluke, WeBike.org, getting ready for the biking season. These people have gone literally worldwide on their bikes, and they are here to talk about it. You guys, you know, you guys brought up something one time that I thought was interesting. When I asked about trucks, you know, on the road, yep, and you guys said, you know, the real professionals, they're awesome. It's the people that drive trucks that don't quite know what they're doing. You know what I mean? They're the ones that are the issues, correct?
Yeah.
You know, first of all, great having you guys back.
Oh, thank you, by the way. So into the trucks.
Yes.
Yeah. I actually used to be really nervous about them because they're large. They make a lot of noise. There's wind blast, but they're professionals, right?
Exactly.
They make their money by being safe. They're also trained. They're trained to interact with motorists, bicyclists, other truck drivers. If we're interacting with them in a positive way, you know, they have wide corners they have to make. I'll often stop by or stop back a little farther, little thumbs up, little toot toot on the horn. It's like, brother, I'd rather have somebody who sees me all about, you know, being safe and sharing the road.
That's cool. Did you guys ever see the movie? We were talking about this the other day. Neither of these two guys saw the movie, so they're just forget about them. Breaking Away.
Yes.
Tell me about that movie. Was that a great movie back in the day?
It was a great movie back in the day, yes, yes. Is that the one where the guy's going past the truck?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say.
Keeps putting his hand out. Yes.
The truck driver, the guy was training for the big race.
Yes.
Okay? And the trucker knew it. So what he did is the guy kind of drafted right behind him, and the trucker would let him know what speed he's going to train.
Yep.
Yeah.
And well, Todd, can you believe we missed that?
Yeah. Oh, it's Dennis Quaid. It was Dennis Quaid's first big movie.
Sure. Gotcha.
And you know who else? Yeah. You know who else made his debut in that movie that became huge? I can never remember his name, but he was one of the bad guys in Home Alone. The tall guy.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Great.
You know, the guy that was following that truck.
And then he did the voice. He did the voice of Kevin Arnold in that show.
Yep.
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 So. Probably worked out really hard to be going that fast.
And that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yes, yes. And that's one of the things we do in the spring when we're getting ready to go. You know, we do a lot of working out to be in shape, to be able to go out and get going on our bike in the spring. So, you know, it's getting
trucks.
There. Yeah, 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 sometimes, yeah.
Hey, well, other thing we just talked casually about before you guys came on, and I asked, can you drive down like US 41 or 43 or anything like that, where people are going 90 miles an hour? Can you legally ride a bike down those roads?
Yeah, so paraphrasing, basically what the law says is that you can ride any road in Wisconsin unless prohibited by sign. So we're all familiar with those white signs on the on-ramps or the freeway that say no bikes, no pedestrians, no, you know, whatever. So if there isn't a sign on the road, you can use it. Now, the things that we're always looking for is how much traffic is there, how fast is the traffic, how wide is the shoulder. So, you know, if you've got a good wide shoulder, you know, sure. It's probably reasonable. Yeah.
You're professional bikers. Are you called? I mean, you are in a category unlike many, many people, right? Like Johnny said, you biked all over the world. You guys have books, videos. For us lay people that like to bike, but it's biking season coming up, right? Like soon. Did you see that weather next weekend? It's like unbelievable. 60, 65. I think a lot of people, what do we do to get ready?
Yeah, I think the first thing we do is what we call the ABC quick check. So you want to make sure your bike is ready to go. So that's air, that's brakes, that's chain, and your crank arm. And then you do a little ride and you check your quick releases as well. And take a little ride, make sure your bike's ready to go. Because you don't want to get out there.
I'm not going to underestimate, because I'm just going to say this, because this TV show I watched, it was a great series on the LA Lakers called Showtime, or Winning Time, it was called, okay? And it's all based on fact. And it's about their coach, their new head coach for the Lakers. And he was on his way to go play tennis with his assistant coach. And it kind of showed when he moved from like someplace and they had the bike, you know, the old 10-speed with the narrow tire on top of the roof. And they kind of, you know, and then they showed that I think it was the brake cable. Something happened with the brake and he didn't know it. You know, they moved, take it off the car. And he got in such a terrible accident that obviously he was unconscious for like a month and was never the same ever again and lost his job at the lake or something simply because he didn't check that one little cable on his bike.
Well, that's just it. There's not a backup. I mean, if you try to stop like you were
your
little
kid,
there's no brake.
Yep. So yeah, check it yourself. Make sure it's ready to go. The other thing that's really important is to have lights on your bike. We use them day and night, rear and front. So make sure you have some lights on there. And the other thing is if the bike isn't ready to go, take it to a shop and get some work done on it. We have many shops in the area and they're all great. So take your bike in, do it early before they get really busy and have them take care of your bike and check it all over for you. So you're ready to go on your bike.
Are there people that come to your house and tune them up?
There
was a guy that did that.
Yeah, there are guy.
Okay, just go on Facebook or something and find somebody that can do that.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
It's super convenient. They'll just roll right up with their mobile bike repair. Right. You bet.
Well, you guys do have quite a network though. I mean, if you're a bike enthusiast, there are others there for you, right?
So if you look at the number of bike shops per capita, we shouldn't have anywhere near as many bike shops as we have. And what that's a really strong indicator of is just how strong the bicycle community is, how many people are riding in northeastern Wisconsin. And every one of these shops has been here for years. So we're real stable. It's a great place to ride.
That's awesome. Cool. Yeah. I just pick up on something you said about that. I had the guy from the DNR on here, state DNR guy, talking about boating. I just want to pick up on what you said. He talked about boating. We are like number three for boats. Can you believe that? Wisconsin, if you look at all the states, you would think with the coastline of Florida and some of these other places, but he goes, very often Wisconsin is really up there, which I think says a lot for our community, biking, boating. I think that's great that people...
What we tend to take for granted because we live here is the paved farm-to-market roads because of our dairy history.
Say that again. I'm sorry, Peter.
So most states have a lot of gravel roads.
Okay.
And most of our roads are paved. Think about how hard it is to find a gravel road around here. And that's because if you're hauling milk, you know, to the wherever you take milk to, the road needed to be paved because otherwise in the spring, you're not getting your milk there, right? So those roads are absolutely idyllic, two-lane, quiet, rural. That's exactly where bicyclists want to be. And our coastline is amazing as well.
That's awesome.
That's awesome to hear. Oh, so the ABC. All right. So we have to do that. And you think we should have lights?
And this is stuff that might seem minor. Right. But like I said, with that coach for the Lakers, if you don't do these things, it can be catastrophic.
Yeah. Right. The number of times that I've checked over our bike learned it when I was a bike cop because I had to be able to respond. I needed to be safe. But we still do those same things. The number of times I've hopped on, I've been teaching a class, transported my bike, and went, whoa, no brake. I wouldn't have caught that without that habit
and that routine. Exactly.
And just like we check over our bikes, we need to do the same things with ourselves. So when I was going to work as a cop, I needed to make sure I had all of my gear, right? I was going to get gigged by the sergeant, or I might not have my gun when I needed it, right? Well, the same thing is true with the bike. You want to make sure that you want to make sure that you have the correct stuff on. So starting at the head, we always wear helmets, glasses to protect your eyes, gloves for the hands, bright colored clothing, you know, shorts, padded shorts if you're going to be riding a long time. And then the one people forget about is they wear their normal shoes and you've got that lace those laces for your shoes flopping around. You will go down like a ton of bricks if you hook that in the chain ring of the bike. So most of my biking shoes don't even have laces on it, but I double and triple tie my shoes because you want to make sure you check that because there's nothing that'll kill a good ride faster than...
It's like when you're a little kid and your jeans or whatever get caught in the chain. Yep. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
You may or may not want to look at some of the pants on my...
I got to ask you, because Brittany Merlot, who's our forecast and everything like that, she's unbelievable outdoor enthusiast. She's right in your alley. I mean, everything you guys like to do, she likes to. And I told her about my issue where anatomically, you know, my thighs are a little bigger than normal and whatever. And I can't find a comfortable seat. But she says she gets some shorts that are completely padded, and you don't really see it, but that makes it so much more comfortable. Tell me about these, because when I go, I just wear my biker shorts, just my tight biker shorts, and there's not a lot of padding. So go ahead.
When you said tight biker shorts, I looked at Jim, and Jim just shook his head.
Some things you can't unsee.
This is the guy that burned his pet on Christmas Eve, but that bothers him. Okay, no. Did you hear that story?
What have we talked about? Okay, go ahead. Okay. But what about...
No, go back to my biker shorts.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm saying.
Yeah, you can buy them anywhere, and they have a chamois in them. So they
A
chamois.
It's like a pad.
Okay.
And it just protects your bottom.
Okay.
And the thing is, you can get them so they look like shorts and they're really tight, but they also have some where you wear a liner that has the pad in it.
Okay.
And then you can wear regular shorts on top, or they have shorts that you can wear on top. So it looks like you just have a regular pair of shorts. So if you really don't like the look of the bike shorts,
you can wear something
on top.
So the first time we were riding across the country, we met this 20-something-year-old guy, and he was a hoot.
Yeah.
But he thought he knew everything, right? And so we're talking to him about bike shorts, and he goes, oh, yeah, those things stink. You know, I wasn't going to wear those, he said, until about the third day. And then I stopped at Walmart and got myself a pair of bike shorts.
Yeah.
You know, I will say this, Mark Hewson. Was it you guys or was it Mark Hewson that got me that balm?
That was probably Mark.
That's probably Mark. Yeah.
That stuff actually does work.
It does work.
It really does.
Honestly, the cheap alternative, Vaseline.
Yeah, I would imagine. Right. And then there's a trucker thing too. I've been in truck stops where there's truckers. There's a thing that truckers buy because they get chafed too from sitting
driving in.
Why are you laughing, Peter?
Yeah.
Why are you laughing so hard?
You know, all the things...
It's at a truck stop. It's got to be good. Okay.
You know, all the things we're talking about, just even the shorts, is getting some education before you go out and bike. And there's two really good organizations that you can go out and get some information. Wisconsin Bike Fed has stuff online that you can go and do a little self-check and even take a little quiz out there. And the Bike League also has some educational programming out there.
League of American Bicyclists.
League of American Bicyclists. So, yeah, if you don't feel comfortable out there, you don't know where to actually ride on the road, you don't know what to do, just check into it, and then you'll feel comfortable, and you'll enjoy it more then. You'll have more fun.
Very cool.
Yeah. Out there. And we talked about getting the bike squared away and then getting yourself squared away. Better places to ride than others? Are you trails? What do you recommend?
We're taking as gospel because nobody knows the streets, the roads of Wisconsin better than you, two people.
And really, we have listeners, Appleton, Oshkosh. Is there some...
Sure.
But do you recommend in terms of not specifically the road, specifically the area? It sounds like you like the country.
Oh, yeah. And the great thing here is we live in the southwest corner of the Green Bay area. So 5 minutes after we leave our house, we're out in Oneida. I mean, there's quiet rural roads. There's just nothing out there. Actually, you need to know where the gas stations are so you can get a snack or some water, right? Door County is clearly wonderful. Yeah. We try to do it on the off season, and 42 and 57 can get a little tricky. So our rule of thumb in Wisconsin, if you stay away from the state highway and from the interstate, you can literally ride almost any road in the state.
All right, stick around. Peter and Tracy Fluke, WeBike.org. They are the gurus of getting on your bike in biking season. Back after this.
If my luck held out this way.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
I was an Army brat. My dad spent 23 years in the Army, retiring as a sergeant major. We had 31 different addresses, and I went to 17 different schools. I wanted to be just like him, the green beanie, as they called it, Army all the way. He said, no, son, you need to join the Navy. You'll have a warm bed and 3 hot meals a day. So I took his advice and joined the Navy, not knowing I would turn out to be a Marine Corpsman. We had no idea where we were going once we got to Vietnam. We loaded up on a C-47 and ended up landing at Chu Lai. I remember looking out the window just before we landed and seeing all these sand dunes and thinking, what the hell? I thought Vietnam was all jungle. Jim Barlament, Marine Corpsman, United States Navy.
Hear this complete story at WISS.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
It could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheels. Well, Joe lost control, went into a skid, and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads...
Red Solvine, man! Phenomenal. Phantom 309. Beautiful song. Hey, it is Trucker Thursday. We got Peter and Tracy Flukey here, WeBike.org. They are the gurus of biking in the state of Wisconsin and all points beyond. I'm just going to turn it over to you guys. You tell us what you want to talk about here heading into the biking season.
Okay, Jim, go ahead.
I just want to jump in with a question on biking. And I think a lot of us, I think everybody grew up biking. And maybe there's some people that haven't biked in 10, 15 years, right? And it's like, you know what? We got these trails and, you know, we heard the Flukies say out in the country it's very safe and people are nice to you biking and their dogs aren't bad.
Yeah.
Like, what? I want to get back into it. I haven't been on a bike in 20 years.
The biggest thing is, like anything, take it slow. Do it, take and do a short ride. Learn what you're doing and then start very slowly.
I don't know what Peter just tried telling you.
I had shoulder surgery.
They must communicate
different
levels for their...
Yes, I had shoulder
like
surgery.
Like that one guy said, I want to get married so I don't have to finish my sentences.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah. He's trying to tell me I had shoulder surgery in January.
Oh.
So I'm rehabbing. So I couldn't jump on my bike and go 30 miles right after rehab. So I've been gradually going slowly and riding and getting used to it again. And that's what you need to do when you're starting to bike again. You know, just take it easy. Go around your neighborhood. Go somewhere where you're comfortable and you're aware of the area. And then start from there and then just keep increasing. And
think about the time of the day of the week also, right? So there are places that we'll ride on a quiet Sunday morning that we typically would shy away from, certainly at 4 o'clock on a Friday, right? Because the traffic patterns change. Yeah. So we always tell people when you're learning to commute, you know, don't try it at 8 a.m. the first day. Yeah. Do it on a Saturday or do it on a Sunday. Get familiar with your route. We can handle a lot of heavy traffic on many of the roads in town because we know where every crack in those roads are. We're already set up for the intersection.
We have not figured out something yet, and Jim is stymied on this as well. There's the marker that says 1.5 miles, but there is no marker that says, like, starting where, because I've walked the trail completely as far as you can go the other way. I've walked up Porlier. There is no other marker that says this is where it starts.
Ground zero.
Yeah, I don't know. That was done by an Alloway firefighter, did a fundraiser and did that many, many years ago. So I don't know where that starts either.
Is that crazy?
I have no idea.
There's one marker that's 1.5 miles.
Yep.
From which direction?
Yeah, from where? I think it starts from the north and heading south is my understanding.
Right. So someone should do another fundraiser and
get another marker.
First one, yes.
Okay. It needs to be the golden marker.
But in terms of somebody who hasn't ridden a bike in 20 years, there's there's no fear of not having your balance.
The old saying about riding a bike, you really don't lose that, do you?
Yeah.
Or do you?
Okay. You'll get it back pretty quick. The other thing you can do is find someone that rides regularly and see if they'll get you going. help you out. And, you know, right. So you feel comfortable and they can teach you how to do it and be more comfortable out
there. I just think we have an environment for that and people need to exercise. That's all you're reading. You got to move, you got to move, you got to move. Yes. So I think
I like to call bicycling an apprenticeship sport, right? Mm-hmm. Very few people learn how to be a black belt by standing in their garage by themselves, yeah. right? Yeah. So the way we learned how to ride was with other people who had experience and then we just aggregated that over the years. So again, like Tracy said, find somebody to ride.
What do you guys think of e-bikes?
I'm fine with them. Yep. So here's what I always tell people. I'm fine with somebody driving a Lamborghini in my neighborhood. I think it's super cool, but I do care if they go over the speed limit, and I do care if they don't stop for the stop sign because those things are dangerous. So if you're using an e-bike in a manner that's consistent with the law, that you know it's safe, but we saw a couple of people this morning on our way over here not stopping for stop signs, going the wrong way direction. On the road. But honestly, I wouldn't have a problem with an e-bike any more than I would with a motor vehicle doing that or with another bicyclist doing that. So it's really about riding safely, reasonably, prudently. And the other thing that is the problem, if you're that person who's just doing whatever you want, if, God forbid, you get involved in a crash, you're toast. You have nothing to stand on. I've spent plenty of time being an expert witness, and those people do not fare well in court. You're going to owe somebody a lot of money, or at a minimum, you're going to be paying for your own medical bills.
Wow. Okay, just comment on scooters.
Yeah, so scooters, micromobility, right?
Right.
They are here. They're going to stay. I mean, that cat is out of the bag, so to speak. Again, if you use them in a safe, consistent, appropriate manner, they're fine, right?
Do they have the same rules as bikes?
It's interesting. We've changed the rules over the years. So it used to be only bicycles, for instance, could use a bike lane. But now scooters are allowed to use them. E-bikes are allowed to use them.
Okay.
There is some variability with certain types of with certain trails, depending on what the funding source was. We're still kind of figuring out where these things all fit in, sort of like when the Segways came out, the personal assisted mobility devices. Yeah. So the bottom line, though, when I'm training cops, what I always say is if they're using these things in a way that's safe, you can tell they're, you know, watching for other traffic, they're not endangering anybody else's safety or their own. Do I really care? Not really, because the laws were created when people were doing things that were so heinous, we had to say as a society, you cannot do that, right? Mm-hmm. People that don't stop for stop signs in their cars kill people. Well, you don't fare very well on your bicycle or on your scooter if you're ripping through those same stop signs. So that's kind of my default.
Does a cop in you come out sometimes?
You know what
did you just hear that?
I don't stutter either, right? I haven't thought
that
about
is it. So low below the surface.
But it's true.
I was waiting for him to cite the statute, right?
Well, 346. The thing is that I've been to these crashes.
Right.
And they're horrific. It just rots your gut out when you're a police officer and your job is to keep people safe. And when people aren't doing their part, I end up coming in after the fact. It's really just a way for me to, you know, I'm a humanitarian, but I'm dealing with my own stress here. It's really, really hard for me to see people doing things that I know makes it less safe for them and other folks.
I remember one time I asked him what he carries, you know, weapon-wise. He goes, nothing.
I know.
Are you serious? He goes, well, I know 16 different ways to kill a guy, right?
don't need that. Hey, well, speaking of the safety, let's just end with talking about helmets.
Sure. So you don't have to wear one legally.
Do you think that's a good idea?
So here's my problem with the helmet issue, right? We know it's a fact that if you wear a helmet, you are going to fare better in a crash. But a helmet does not keep you out of a crash. So you need all the skills that we're talking about in terms of stopping, you know, looking left, right, left.
False sense of security, maybe?
Exactly. But the helmet does keep you safer. I do not get on my bike without one. And apparently, I'm an expert. And I've fallen 3 or 4 times. Every time I've been, oh, thank goodness I had that on.
Yeah.
Wow. Peter and Tracy Fluke, you guys are awesome. Biking season starting. Please come back again and keep this rocking.
The website one more time.
WeBike.org.
All right, we're there.
Where do I buy those padded shorts?
Yeah, any bike shop.
Okay. Do they have them at the dollar store?
That's all right. Yeah.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A diplomatic stand down is not wise. That's what the one-time mayor of the biggest city in the state told Civic Media's Earl Ingram Show this week. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Former Milwaukee mayor and U.S. ambassador to Luxembourg Tom Barrett warns that closing the U.S. embassy in that country would boost China's influence in Europe. This was yesterday on the Earl Ingram Show.
So my reaction is the happiest person in Luxembourg, if that happens, is the Chinese ambassador to Luxembourg.
Why?
Because they are ready to just step in and fill any gap when the United States, and I saw this throughout Europe, I saw this throughout international organizations. When the United States pulls out, China moves in. It's that straightforward.
The Trump administration is considering closing nearly 30 embassies and consulates to cut the State Department budget.
If President Trump thinks his main rival is China, taking these steps that allow China to move in is insane. It's just insane.
Baird said pulling back would weaken America's global leadership. The goal of the administration by reducing outposts is part of a plan to cut the State Department budget by almost half.
Officials from Wisconsin's Head Start Association are sounding the alarm following the closure of a regional office. The closure reportedly led to local staff members being placed on administrative leave, and Head Start officials are expressing concern over a USA Today report claiming that the Trump administration was considering a budget proposal that would eliminate funding for the program across the country. Over 15,000 kids and 4,000 employees in Wisconsin would be affected if the federal funding for the program dries up. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Sheridan and Paramount Plus are proving to be a match made in ratings heaven. Sheridan's 1923 season 2 finale brought in over 14 million viewers, the most ever for the series, as people tuned in to finally see World War I hero and lion hunter Spencer Dutton come to the defense of his family's land. As a result, the show joined Landman and Tulsa King as the top three shows on Paramount Plus. The season 2 finale of 1923 also got 163 million views on social media. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia will return for its 17th season in July. In a related story, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has been on for 17 seasons. In the new season, the Patty's Pub gang struggles as they are about to see their beloved bar devoured by corporate America. Admittedly, I completely forgot it was still on the air, but it is currently the longest running live action series. The new season starts July 9th on FX with shows screening on Hulu the next day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
It is going to be breezy today, partly cloudy this morning, mostly cloudy with scattered showers this afternoon. Our high in the upper 50s, the wind out of the southeast gusting to between 20 and 30. Tonight, showers, thunder showers, could get a quarter to a half inch of rain. Tomorrow, scattered showers with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Earl Ingram.
Tomorrow on The Earl Ingram Show, we'll be giving a cheerful farewell to Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. It's been an amazing journey, but this is not the end. He'll still be involved in my podcast down the line.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Special thanks, Peter and Tracy Palooky, for being in here with us. Also, Selena Darrow from Rooted In Incorporated. Very special guest right now, Aaron. And I'm going to, you know what? I'm just going to let you pronounce your last name.
Vojkevich.
Oh, it's a V.
Yes.
Okay. Vojkevich.
Yes.
That's nice. Aaron Vojkevich. That's Polish.
Yes.
You're from Menominee, Michigan.
I am, but I live in Pulaski, so.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, there are not a lot of Polish people in Menominee, Michigan, right?
No.
Now, you said you're actually from Cedar River?
Yeah, near Cedar River.
Where did you go to school then, Menominee?
I went to Menominee.
How long of a drive was that?
15, 20 minutes.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You had to watch for a lot of deer.
Oh, my gosh. One time, I'm driving up there, where she's from. This is, okay, I'm driving up there, and it's kind of like getting dusk, and a deer runs out, okay, a small deer. And he starts running alongside of me in the other lane. It's a two-lane highway. Crazy highway. I mean, okay. And I didn't know what to do. So I pulled over. A deer is running down the middle of the highway, like, alongside of me. But that's the way it is up there with the deer, isn't it?
Yeah. You just live with them.
But that's such a beautiful area. Cedar River. I was telling Jim about those cabins up there in the water. Mm-hmm. I mean, people don't realize it's hour and a half-ish from here. Just a beautiful, beautiful area.
Mm-hmm. So beautiful sand, beautiful water.
Beautiful beaches.
Really, sand beach?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Beautiful. White. Beautiful.
I know a guy. I used to work with a guy. He used to take his daughters. He had three daughters, and he would take them up just to go swimming and hang out at that beach and then drive back to Green Bay.
Yeah.
That's how cool it was.
I mean, an hour and a half, you know, well, that's far enough. I mean, that's far as far
enough,
as I would go.
But,
I would, yeah. Because when you set out your limits, you know, you got obviously price, but then how far
away? Well, the good
away?
Thing is you can get from here to Menominee like nothing.
It's that.
But then when you get the next stretch, Menominee to the Escanaba area, where that's, it's two-lane and slow.
We have a cabin in northern Wisconsin, and it takes 2.5 hours to drive there. And I tell you,
What area is that?
Yeah. Boulder Junction.
Oh, Boulder Junction. Yep. Yeah.
When we looked for a place, it was like an hour. And it is it's just a two-lane. I mean, it's just, you know, one lane each way. But it's an hour and 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. But I just can't see a Friday afternoon driving for 3 hours.
No.
Especially if it's a stressful drive. If it wasn't. Maybe I could.
Well, that's why so many times people say, Mino, how come you don't buy a cabin in the UP? You love the UP. And it's like, well, because on Sunday night or whatever, I'm going to get up early and go to work. You got to leave on Sunday night, and it's 3.5 hours. And it's like, but you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can't just do those quick
sometimes
weekend
type things. Sometimes we go, and I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning and come.
Oh, you do?
I think people do that.
And you know what I ended up doing the last time I tried that? Pulling over in that little park we were just talking about and sleeping for about 20 minutes. So that's tough.
But if we need the money, we're going to Capital.
That
we know for sure. Hey, I am a big proponent of what you're working on right now, and that's this financial literacy. I'm very concerned when I got into public life that this was not neglected, but sure as heck wasn't focused on, you know? And I actually, believe it or not, worked with Herb Kohl on this, you know? Because he agreed, you know, although he just wanted to do it. He didn't really need that help because he had plenty of money.
you didn't have to say that.
Everybody knew that.
Nice guy, though. You know, I hit him on one time, halftime of UWGB game. He was in Tower 7. He was just, you know what I mean? It was fun to talk to.
Yeah, give me seats for the.
It's like a guy.
Give me seats for the Bucks.
Did he give them to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just, you heard Herb Kohl, right? He was a U.S. Senator and owned the Bucks. But he wasn't. Anyway, I wouldn't talk about him.
Yeah.
Aaron, you are working on this. This is your project.
Yeah.
Tell us about this Financial Literacy Month. And you must see it as a really, really important thing.
I do. So April is National Financial Literacy Month. It was actually dubbed National Financial Literacy Month from the Senate, actually. So it's interesting you brought up Herb Kohl there back in 2003.
Wow.
And it's really designed more for youth financial literacy, but we really feel financial literacy is important for everybody.
And Jim's era too, we had nothing like this.
Nobody talks about money.
Your parents would try to teach you. We had nothing.
Yeah, but I don't know that we needed it as much. Mm-hmm. We had dads that were pretty.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Not that they don't now, but anyway, sometimes I talk to these kids, I'm like, are you kidding me?
It's so tough. I think we have this assumption as human beings that people know and understand about
somehow
money,
and
you don't magically understand. You need to learn it, and we learn it a lot by watching our parents and watching our family and our friends.
Well, if I could jump in, one of the things that's I'm sorry to interrupt, but one of the things that's gotten really big now for the NFL draft is they'll have classes for these prospective players. Because these guys, it's like, they, you know, they get their, and right away they buy mom a home. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then their buddy who is whatever, you know, whatever. And then, okay. And then, I watched one of the things. He goes, okay, I'm just going to say, you're just to make it simple, you get a $1 million bonus. You're set for life, aren't you? Yep. Okay. Here, 30% right now, you're gone. Okay. You got a little kid, you got a baby mama from college. Yeah, yeah. But okay, there's another X percent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Until you literally sit somebody down and show them on the board how much money you don't have versus what you make.
Right.
And that's why so many of these guys that made unbelievable amounts of money are broke.
Exactly. Exactly. It's super important. You know, I think budgeting is probably one of our most popular classes that we teach. And you would think budgeting, that's kind of a basic, that's a given. Everybody knows how to budget, but we don't. I think back to myself and the mistakes I made in my life, and boy, oh boy, I would have loved to have a class like that when I was 18 years old.
And you know, another thing I read about in regards to that, for mental health, do those kind of things, because that is always going to be on your mind.
And that budgeting, I mean, you can even go back to, you're young, but your great-grandma, the mayonnaise jars or the envelopes.
Exactly.
Put the money in there, because people write a budget and it's like, yeah, we'll take a little bit of this, and all of a sudden at the end of the month, it's, the money's gone. But I just want to talk about falling into money, but I want to talk about the people that are making, you know, just, you know, thousands of dollars a year. But Dave Ramsey, I don't know if you listen to him, but I'm a big fan of his. And just this guy won $22 million in the lottery, and hasn't, and this is like, I don't know, 8 years ago, hasn't told anybody.
Oh,
I've told obviously
smart.
And because one out of five people are right back to where they were.
Yeah. Isn't that incredible?
And didn't even tell his kids, which, and they're, it was just really, I just give this guy so much credit for what he's doing. And he just really, really was, but that's discipline.
Anyway, we had a guy in here, was it yesterday or 2 days ago, Jim, talking about a former Brewer player. I won't even say his name, though, who lived in his station wagon. He made huge money.
But
he lived in his station wagon.
Yeah.
So what grade do you think kids should start taking this course or serious?
Well, I'm of the philosophy it's never too young. You're never too young and you're never too old to learn about money. We partner with a lot of our local schools and have gone in and taught classes to as young as third grade.
Wow.
And that's we're not teaching, here's how you count bills.
Right.
We're teaching, okay, you're shopping in the store. How do you make a smart choice? What's the better value for your dollar? And even someone in third grade, they can understand that. They've seen their parents do that, right? So I think it really doesn't matter. It really does not matter age-wise, no. And there is a...
And I would think that'd be kind of fun for them.
It is kind of fun. And we have a class coming up towards the end of the month where we teach parents how to raise money smart kids. And there's several techniques in there, but it's designed to make it fun. It's designed to make it more like a game. So, for example, when you take your child shopping at the grocery store, it can be fun to figure out, okay, I'm going to give you $10, and this is your budget for our meal for Thursday night. And the child will walk through the grocery store and pick out ingredients for that meal.
I think that's great.
Having a discussion with their parent about what makes the most sense and what will fit into
that's
that $10 budget. And you can do that at any age.
Sure.
You know?
And how interesting is that to sit down with a young couple and that house that's $150,000 and they take out a 30-year mortgage and... That house is $400,000.
Yes.
You know?
Isn't it?
To be totally honest with you, I just want to reverse that. I think this would be a great project for my son to take me out and show me how to buy things and budget. And I'm not even joking about that.
They are.
You are never too old to learn. I learn things every day, and I've been at the credit union for 16 years, and I learn things every day about money.
Give yourselves a plug again, who you guys are.
Sure. So I'm from Capital Credit Union in Green Bay here. We have locations all across northeastern Wisconsin, and I am the Assistant Vice President of Learning and Development. So I oversee all the internal employee education as well as all the education in the community.
Oh, wow.
Is that your Bronco out there?
It is my Bronco.
That is a very sharp-looking Bronco.
Thank you very much.
And wow.
Paid for.
I guess so.
It is.
that's
awesome.
Are the schools receptive, or is this after
Very
school?
Much so.
How does this? Because to get in front of the students is difficult. It just is. And they've got their tests that they have to teach to. And I just remember, I went to a mayor's conference, and we wanted to get in front of all the, I think it was fifth or sixth graders, and teach them all the Heimlich remover because you know that guy, that Dr. Heimlich? He's got a condo up in Door County.
No, I didn't.
I mean, he died. But
really?
Yeah, Dr. he was like, he's like, I'll come
to
Green
like
Bay.
Germany or someplace.
Yeah, he had a place up there. We were talking, and I said, well, that'd be good. And I talked to Dan Nierad. He's also gone. But he said, look, to get time in front of the kids is so difficult. Are you finding that?
You know, I will say our local school districts do an amazing job with financial education already. So when we come in to help out is with some of the topics that maybe they're not so comfortable with, like loans and credit scores and things, super comfortable on currency and teaching counting and things like that. But when it comes to a little bit more of that in-depth stuff, that's where we really go in and help out with the school districts. And they do a fantastic job. We just enhance that program a little bit when we come in.
And it's never too early for that. I mean, it really and truly isn't.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. Yeah. We do all the way from third grade to seniors. I taught last night at UWGB for some
college students. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So it's doesn't matter the age. We do classes for seniors. We do classes for first-time home buyers, first-time car buyers, all sorts of things.
How interesting.
That Bronco is so... I had to get up and take a look at that. That is the coolest thing on the road. That's like the old Scout, the old Bronco Scouts. Mm-hmm. That is a beautiful...
It gets terrible gas mileage.
I don't care. You look bad bleep driving something like that.
Is that a good financial decision then, if it's bad on gas?
No, it is not a good financial decision.
There are
decision.
Some things that transcend fiscal awareness.
There are needs versus wants.
Exactly.
And that's a want.
Thank you.
She's worked hard. I deserve that, honey. So... tell me about how you, is it getting better? Because I just want to say that I think there was a time where it was a little scary. I got to be honest with you.
You know, I think it is getting better. There was an act that was recently passed that says that all high school graduates as of 2028 need to have at least a half a credit of financial literacy to graduate high school. The good thing is nearly every school that I've worked with, they already have that in place.
Oh, cool. What does that look like though? A half a credit? Like, what is that?
It's usually one personal finance class during a semester is typically what we have found, and that's usually where we come in.
Are you surprised at college age people sometimes?
Yes.
How little experience they have in this?
Yes, I am. You know, I think it goes back to that we really don't talk about it. You know, as a society, we don't talk about money. It's kind of a taboo subject.
Yeah.
And so I think that they're not picking up on the money lessons from their parents like maybe the parents assume they are. But kids are always watching, and they're picking up on the good things that you're doing and the maybe habits that you wish you weren't doing. So it's an interesting way of teaching your kids.
I think that's true. I think kids are also super, super busy with other stuff,
yes.
You know? And I just think...
Almost like something you put off down the road.
Well, that is, they're oblivious to it. They just... I don't know. I would agree with you. I mean, I just remember my youngest daughter, and I was asking her some questions, and she was clueless. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what do you mean you don't know that? And mm-hmm. then I think, well, wait a minute, that's kind of my fault. You know what I mean? I just think they're good kids, but I don't think we can rely on parents like I could with my dad sitting down saying, hey, look, you know, this is the way this works. So
you know,
I feel kind of bad about that.
They'll come to you when they're ready.
Yeah, for a loan.
for advice too. My son, he's in his late 20s and we still talk about
that's
money and house payments and things like that. But last night at UWGB, those college students, they were so curious and so inquisitive.
Right.
And I was just so proud of the level of knowledge they already had, but how much they wanted to gain out of
it. Right.
Well, I remember too, even like in that era when somebody would be getting in, like in TV, okay, mm-hmm. you just work in a small market and then you always try to jump up 10, 15, 20 mark, whatever. And I remember sometimes people say, oh my God, I can't believe this. I'm going to be making six figures with this contract. I said, you're making over $100,000? Well, spread out over 3 years, but I'm rich. And it's like, you know, go to somebody's other area and all of a sudden the rent you paid in Twin Falls, Idaho versus, you know,
And there's still, even though it's a different day, there's still some percents that should be consistent. Your payment, your rent, whatever, should be less than 30% of what you're bringing in, period.
Yep.
Whether it was 1980 or 2020, mm-hmm. I mean, isn't it?
Yeah, we have a rule for that. It's the 50-30-20 rule.
Okay, we're going to get back and talk about that.
And then how much did you pay for your Bronco? Let's see if I can afford one of those.
I'll tell you what.
I don't think I can.
You know how much she paid? She paid cash.
We'll be back with Aaron from Capital Credit Union. Financial Literacy Month. Back after this.
Money. Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley. WISS.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Craving a deliciously authentic schnitzel? Thirsty for a beer brewed locally following the German purity law? Check out OB's Brauhaus in Appleton. Serving their customers since 1928, making them the most German authentic restaurant in the area. Dig into several types of handmade schnitzels or Bavarian dinners, along with modern traditional American fare like filet mignon, grilled salmon, or more. OB's Brauhaus offers happy hour Tuesday through Thursday, fish fry on Fridays, and shrimp or extra, extra large schnitzels on Saturdays. Prost!
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here with Aaron
Blake-Havitt.
Exactly. From Capital Credit Union. Brad, you got some Brad. Todd, you've got some breaking news that we're going to let you announce.
All right, Brad Paisley is going to headline the NFL draft concert in Green Bay. That concert will start about a half hour after the final pick is made in the draft, and the NFL is expecting the concert start time to be about 7 o'clock, that depending on how long teams take to make their picks. But Brad Paisley, big announcement, headlining the NFL draft concert right here in Northeast Wisconsin.
It did.
Good call. Good choice.
Wait, we kind of thought.
We thought country.
Yep.
Absolutely. We got a Kid Rock up there.
A
few picks.
So that's cool. Brad Paisley. That's fantastic. That's awesome. What do you think of that, Aaron?
Well, I think that sounds pretty awesome. Okay. I'm going to go down on Thursday. So.
Yes.
Are you?
I think most people. So now it's going to fill up.
What? We'll talk.
Off the air.
I mean, did he sign today?
Just this morning, they made the announcement.
Oh, it was this morning. Okay,
yep,
good.
All right, 8 o'clock.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Good. This is going to be great to get the word out on that. I mean, I think they say this is a last-minute buying decision.
Wow.
Which, right.
Aaron has no comment on that.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know what to expect, so.
Yeah, nobody does.
We'll all find out.
That walk in space the first time.
There's some things falling into place. The weather looks great.
Mm-hmm.
My only criticism in retrospect, my only thing is, and God bless the National Football League, and they're the biggest entity in the world, basically. I wish they would have allowed the communities a little more hands-on. Mm-hmm. It's like everybody's been like waiting. Hey, what's that? And things are doled out in such small increments of information.
And things that are, like, really important. I mean, this Brad Paisley thing, that's important. Mm-hmm. But that's not the most important thing.
And why couldn't they have announced that 2 weeks ago?
Right. That's why I said that he signed this morning.
Right.
But transit. Remember the NFL was going to do the get a third-party shuttle service? And then it didn't happen. But it's picking up now. We had the transit people on here yesterday.
Yesterday.
And then we're excited about it. They're going to be back on Sunday.
They had to wait, too.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They had to wait.
No fault on theirs, because they were waiting to hear from them. So
People in Appleton, they're doing the shuttle. They had to wait.
Exciting.
So it is, but they were kind of waiting, and I thought, okay, are they going to do it? Because they don't want to duplicate efforts, and they don't want to spend money they don't have to spend. And so anyway, Johnny's right about you don't want to compete with the NFL because they're going to win. So they were kind of waiting to hear some things. And now that they're hearing it a little bit late, but they're hearing it nonetheless, I think this is all going to come together. But it is coming together in the last, you know.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing,
right?
It's a pretty cool opportunity. Yeah,
it is.
But I wish the community would have had a little bit more of a pipeline with the NFL or whomever, you know, to get things lined. I don't know. Just we'll see how it goes. Maybe it'll be phenomenal. But Aaron is here telling us how to save your money, how to budget your money, how to do all those kind of things. Aaron, I just got to ask you a couple of quick things.
Sure.
The number one thing when you deal with people, and like college students or even younger in the schools you go into, what is the one thing that sometimes you're, I don't want to say shocked, but you hear over and over where it's like, okay, if nothing else, I want you people to take this with you.
I think it's understanding your credit score and the power that
your
credit
score
has.
We talk about that a lot. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about that because we were talking about that the other day. Even like when people, you don't realize it, mm-hmm. if people check in your credit score or you check, right. even or your, was it cable, Jim, was one of the... The cable bills that
she was just talking
people
about
wouldn't assume was hurting their credit score?
If you didn't pay a $100 cable bill, what's a big deal? It can be a big deal.
It can be, yes. If you let that go, that can be a big deal. It can take years to come off
to get
of
that
your resolved. Credit report.
Who would know that? You know what I mean? Yeah.
And that can affect getting a cell phone, an apartment, all those things.
I know. That. Tell me, do the kids ask about crypto? Do they talk about...
Somewhat. It came up a little bit last night in the class, and it's an interesting world. I will not pretend to be an expert on crypto. I am not.
That is so bizarre, isn't it?
But it is interesting in the fact that it can be volatile, where the prices go up and down, but yet it's so... You can't counterfeit it. So it's so safe in that regard.
Yeah.
And interesting.
So universal.
Yes.
That's what I like about it.
It is.
You know?
It is. So, it's a worldwide currency, right? Not just a U.S. thing.
Boy, you exchange money, you lose money every time you exchange it.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
So, anyway, I was just curious if that's something.
It comes up a little bit,
but not often.
It's more the basic things. Budgeting, credit scores, you know, how much of my paycheck should I be saving, that sort of thing.
Okay. Cool.
But with the young people like that, that credit score thing is so innocent that they can hurt themselves.
Oh my gosh, I did it.
You did too?
I did. When I was 18 years old, the rules were different then. I graduated high school and got all these credit card offers in the mail and said, I'm going to take every single one of these. Mm-hmm. And that's what I used to make ends meet. And I racked up all that credit card debt and then realized, I have to pay that all back.
How much interest?
Yeah. It was
unbelievable.
In the 20s, 20% at least back then. And I totally messed up my credit score.
So you're speaking from a place of
experience.
100%. 100%.
Well,
it took
years.
Yeah. It took me working at the credit union and really starting to learn and understand about money to fix that for myself, because no one could fix it but me. But not everybody has that benefit of working at a credit union and having that daily knowledge.
But that is true. I mean, once you're attached to that, you're the only one that can save yourself.
It took a long time. I'm finally... perfect credit score now. But
I hope you tell that story when you speak to students.
I do.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, if the average person had questions, could they just come in and talk to somebody at
Definitely.
Capital?
Definitely. So we have over 20 employees who are certified financial counselors, and they are willing to help anybody. There's no obligation, nothing. You don't even have to be a member. You can come in and talk with these
folks. So no stress in coming in and asking these questions.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
Man.
No judgment either, which I think is a big thing.
Well,
sometimes there's a layer of embarrassment.
We're judging you.
Because I drive a Bronco.
Right. Yeah. That's you want us over. All right. So that's great. So people can stop in. How many branches? You guys have a million branches.
Yeah, we have 24 branches across Northeast Wisconsin.
Right. You go into the schools, the UWGB. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's great what you're doing because
we have classes every month.
Okay.
Last question.
Websites we can look online and get that.
CapitalCU.com. Click on financial education.
Okay. Could I borrow that just to take to my class reunion this summer in the UP? Yes or no?
You have to let me drive.
Okay. Deal. Love it.
Again.
Aaron, thank you so much.
Sir.
Capital Credit Union, you guys are awesome. Thanks for what you do. Financial Literacy Month.
You're the best.
Guys. Thank you very much. Thanks for being here, everybody. Tomorrow it is Friday. We got some fun stuff coming your way. See ya.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulswitz is in the guest co-host chair with me. We go deep on Trump's constitutional crisis and is Abrego Garcia alive? We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Chef Jeff Grunder with a dinner tip you won't want to miss. The Machine Shed's Parmesan Crusted America's Cut. It's seriously amazing. We start with a juicy grilled pork loin and top it with a Parmesan crust made from real butter, roasted garlic, grated Parmesan, parsley, cracked peppercorns, and toasted breadcrumbs. We bake it to a golden brown and drizzle with white wine sauce. It's a game changer. Trust me. Head to the shed tonight. Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. American consumers bracing for higher prices driven by tariffs. Reese Stoll's getting ready for her wedding in Iowa and inside of a bridal shop.
That's really scary when you come in with a budget and find out that the dress that you loved is going to be like several hundred dollars, thousands of dollars more expensive than when you were planning on spending.
President Trump said he had good talks with Mexico's president yesterday and is meeting with Italy's prime minister today, but no trade deals have been announced. The European Central Bank has cut interest rates. The Federal Reserve has not. President Trump criticizing Jerome Powell, the chair, saying he's been too slow to act. The Department of Homeland Security said that Harvard University bent the knee to anti-Semitism